Let us pray. Lord, I ask that all my words and the meditations of each of our hearts would be acceptable in your sight, O Christ, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. I have heard the story of Christmas, and especially the story of Mary, since I was a little girl. And in our Christmas pageants, the most coveted role was the role of Mary. And it always went to some cute little girl who was sweet and kind. It never went to me. I always wanted to be Mary. I always coveted that role when I'd see her because she was the central character in the story. The baby Jesus was usually a doll, so that didn't count. But I really liked the fact of Mary and Joseph in the manger. It was all so lovely. And I held on to that fiction of how wonderful it was until I found myself with child. And then I revisited the story. You know that the angel comes to Mary and says, "You're favored." Now, I would think I was favored if God gave me a Cadillac or, a huge house or a lot of money. He said, "You're favored. You're going to have a baby. And he's going to be great. He's going to be called the Son of the Most High." And the only question Mary asks is one of biology. I would have had a few more questions. My first question would have been, "Are you going to come to Joseph the way you came to me?" Now, I know the answer to that because Mary told Joseph, and Joseph was not quite convinced that this was from God until he himself was visited. I guess an angel had to come to him after the fact. I would have also asked the question, how am I going to raise your kid? How are you going to take care of his education? If you're raising God's son, that son is going to have to learn all about the prophets and the law. Who's going to teach him that? I doubt if Mary could read. Are you going to see that he's safe? Now, we know the answer to that. An angel warned Mary and Joseph, but they had to do the rest. They had to get him out of town before he was killed by Herod's soldiers. I would have asked a few more questions, and I would have held out for film rights. I would have wanted something for myself. But what does Mary answer the angel? "I am the servant of the Lord. Whatever you want, God, I'll do." What an example for us. She trusted God so much that even though she must have known that she was not adequate to raise this child, she trusted God. And she said, "Whatever you want, I'll do." What kind of faith is that? I hope for us that when God asks us to do something, we say, "Whatever you want, I'm your servant." When God says, "Feed the poor," we don't say, "Are they deserving?" We say, "Whatever you want, Lord." When God says, "Love the unlovable and the people you don't like," we don't say, "But you don't understand, God. My case is different." We say, "Whatever you want, Lord, I'll do." When God says, "Love your neighbor as yourself," you say, "Whatever you want, Lord, I'll do." When God says, "Speak up when there's injustice," we say, "Whatever you want, Lord, I'll do." Mary and Joseph had a very difficult road ahead. It was not easy. God did not pave the way. Things did not turn out the way I'm sure Mary and Joseph had hoped. They were on the road when Jesus was born, had to find a barn, a quiet barn, to have this kid in. We have a little better life here today when we have our children. But I do want to talk to you parents about your children. You notice that Mary and Joseph had to do everything for that baby, to keep that baby safe, to keep that baby alive, to keep that baby in decent clothes and in food. When our children are little, we are the world to them. They cannot survive without us. And that is both a burden, but it's also a joy. We know that we're holding on to those children's hands and how beloved they are. But there will come a day when they're grown and when they will no longer think it's a good idea to hold mom and dad's hands and say, I can take care of myself. And we have to raise our kids for that day when they let go of our hands. And what we want to do in that moment when they let go of our hands is they know that there's the hand of the Almighty God ready to hold on to them until journey's end. There's so many things we want to protect our children from that we can when they're little, that we can't when they're older. And they need to know that there is a Savior, that Mary's boy is alive today, that he loves not only the little children, but the big children as well. And when we can no longer take care of our children, God will take care of them. Give them the gift of eternal life. Give them the gift to know that when we can no longer protect them, God is there in joy and in sorrow, and even in their darkest moments, God is there. So let us be like Mary today and say, Lord, whatever you want, I'll do. And let us have full assurance that when we can no longer hold our children's hands, God holds on to them until their journey's end. Let us pray. Lord, we are so grateful for Mary, that she was so willing to be your servant. We're so grateful for Joseph, that he was willing to take on such a tremendous burden and see that young boy into manhood. We're so grateful for the parents here today that have held on to their children and then given them to you for journey's end. And we ask, O Lord, that you would bless our families, that you would bless those who mourn today, that we might cling ever closer to you as we travel this journey together. For we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.